Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. The Torah specifies with regard to workers, Ki savo bikeremecha ve'achalta anavim kenafshecha savecha. When you go to work in your fellow's vineyard, you may eat grapes to your heart's content, as long as you're eating them, again, achilas aroi, and ve'alkel yichol lo titein. You can't put them into your utensils or your clothes to take them home. But you can eat as much as you want while you're working. This halacha has important ramifications for maestros and for kviyos maestros. So Mishnah Zayin says as follows. Hasocher es apoel liktos imo b'teinim. I hire a worker, one who hires a worker, to do katsios, right? We mentioned a while ago that figs were eaten in a number of different ways. One of the ways that figs were regularly eaten is as katsios, they would basically be cut and then dried. And those dried pieces would often be pressed together into a fig cake, but that's katsios. So I hired somebody to cut my figs and put them out to dry in the mukze, which is the place where katsios dry. So that's the case, right? I hired this guy to do this work. So Amar Lo, the worker, says to the owner, I will do this work only as long as I am entitled to eat figs as I work. The Torah says, the Mishnah says, then he may do so. He can eat achilas haroi, and he's patur from chumas maestros. Right? Of course, because why should he be chayav in chumas maestros? He's eating achilas haroi with produce that is not nigra melachton, and he's entitled to eat that min haTorah, so all good, right? Here's the chiddush. Al minas she'ochal ani uveni, I will do this work on the condition that I can eat and my son can eat. Oh, she'ochal bini bischari, or I say, I will do this work as long as my son can eat as part of my salary. Hu ochal upotur, ubino ochal v'chayev. The worker is permitted to eat achilas haroi, but the son is not. The son, if he eats it, is going to be chayav in chumas and maestros before he can eat it, even achilas haroi. Why? Because the father is eating figs that the Torah entitles him to. They're his figs. He's entitled to eat them in a Torah. But the son is eating figs because of the contract between the worker and the owner of the field. And that contract specifies that when the worker works, his son acquires the permission to eat those figs. And that means that those figs were acquired by the son as an act of purchase, as an act of kinyan. And therefore, that is koveya lemaestros. Right? Similarly, al menas she'ochal b'shas hakatzia ula'achar hakatzia, if the worker specifies to the owner, I will do this work for you, cutting your figs, on the condition that I can eat while I'm working, and then I can eat also after I'm done. So then the Mishnah says, "B'shas hakatzia, ochel apotur." While he's working, he can eat achilas haroi, and he has no obligation to give chumas and maestros because there's no kinyan here. He's eating his own figs that he's entitled to because the Torah gave them to him. Ula'achar hakatzia, ochel v'chayev. However, after he's finished with working, he has to give chumas and maestros before he can eat any other figs. But he can take the figs, but he has to give chumas and maestros. But he's allowed to eat them, but he's allowed to eat them by contract. And since the contract is what gives him those figs and the entitlement to those figs, it's part of his payment, and it is koveya lemaiser. She'eno ochel min haTorah, right? As we said, because he's not eating something that he is permitted to eat min haTorah. He is permitted to eat them because of a contract between him and the owner. Ze'achal, this is the general rule. Ha'ochel min haTorah, potter. If one is eating something the Torah permits him to eat as a worker, then it's not part of his compensation package. And therefore, it is not koveya lemaestros, and he's potter echid achilas haroi. V'she'eno ochel min haTorah, but if he is eating something that he is not entitled to min haTorah, then what he's eating is part of his compensation package, and therefore it is koveya lemaestros, and he may not eat it without first giving chumas and maestros.